EMPShield.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth, with Rick Rodriguez. Nothing like springtime in the Rockies. Excuse me. Springtime in the Rockies. November 29th, 75 degrees almost. Blue skies, loaded with chemtrails. No clouds, except chemtrails. The weather warfare 2025 is in full swing in Colorado. It's in being used. The weather warfare program is being used all over the world. I was just reading in Syria. The people in the occult in Syria, they all have different names. They are doing their dances and asking their gods to bring rain because Syria is so dry. Well, we'll have to watch because you never know. I remember back, I don't remember when it was. You had the Indian witch doctors here in Colorado doing their dances for rain in the Western Slope, I think it was. No, in ancient Israel, the thought was, whoever could control the weather must be God. Christ came, he made the wind cease to be still, to be calm. He stilled the waves in the lake because he was God. Man has always wanted to control the weather. And like they said in ancient Israel, whoever can control the weather is God. Is man becoming God? Weather warfare. So welcome to springtime in the Rockies at the end of November. I'm going to jump over to China. We'll just jump half the world away. And this was 2 days ago. This was from International News. For the second time in a month, U.S. lawmakers touched down in Taiwan and China issued a sovereignty warning. Beijing, and this is again out of News International, Beijing claims Taiwan as its territory. It expressed on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, that the United States should not meddle in China's affairs. The Chinese Ministry of Defense spokesperson Wu Quan noted that the United States has said a lot of irresponsible things and done a lot of provocative things on Taiwan, the South China Sea, and close-up reconnaissance by warship and aircraft. Five lawmakers from the United States House of Representatives touched down in Taiwan last Thursday for discussions on security measures, marking the second time in a month the United States lawmakers have visited the island. After celebrating Thanksgiving with U.S. troops in Korea, they touched down in Taiwan. after stops in Japan and Korea. It's going to be good to connect, according to these leaders. It's going to be good to connect with the leaders here in Taiwan and discuss a whole host of economic and national security issues. This was Lisa Slotkin, Democrat out of Michigan. She noted that the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. attempted to discourage them from venturing to Taiwan. When news of our trip broke yesterday, my office received a blunt message from the Chinese embassy telling me to call off the trip. But, just as with other stops, we're here to learn about the region and reaffirm the U.S. commitment to our hosts, the Taiwanese, she stated. Now, on the Taiwan issue, it has been stated by the Chinese that there is no room for compromise. The United States should not have any illusions about this, according to the defense spokesperson from the Chinese ministry. So while things happen here and our eyes are upon the plagues, don't forget, in Revelation chapter 6, there are the plagues, the diseases, the sicknesses to kill mankind. There is also famine, is the other tool that the New World Order is going to use. And the third tool will be worldwide wars. Now, and out of international news, the Biden administration, this was on the 25th, the day before, the Biden administration this week brazenly announced its intention to walk over China's red line warning on Taiwan. The move by the U.S. is a reckless, provocative step that dares an inevitable military response from Beijing. And the name of the article was Biden Just Announced the Date for World War III. Continuing. Well, we'll continue when we get back. We have to keep an eye on three things: the coming famines, the coming wars, and the pestilences, viruses, diseases that have been planned for the men, women, and children of the world. We'll be right back.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
Monday through Thursday, from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. And on Sunday, 9 to 12 are my new hours for the Olive Tree Ministry Program. Continuing with this article from International Press, Biden just announced the date for World War III. It was on the 25th of this month. Continuing, if that happens, what happens? If the United States continues to be reckless in provoking China, if that should happen, then all bets are off for a full-scale military confrontation between the United States, its allies, and China. It's not alarmist to say such a clash would escalate into World War III. This is international news, which you're not getting, which we're not getting in this country. They're not addressing what's happening in the nations just west or east of Russia, what's happening in Europe, in Germany, what's going on in Asia. Continuing, Australia and Britain are explicitly committed to a military alliance with the United States in the Asia-Pacific through the recently formed AUKUS, Australia, the UK, and the United States Pact. Russia will be obliged to defend China, and it has made it clear to America Russia will assist China should there be confrontation of any kind in Asia. This is why Russia has recently upped its diplomatic ties with India and is presently supplying India with military hardware. Yes, India needs military hardware, things of this nature, to protect herself against China. But also, Russia needs military personnel and equipment in India should the U.S. begin to continue to increase the tensions and escalate any type of military actions in Asia. The big picture for the United States to be the hegemon, the nation that rules the world, Russia must be eliminated, destroyed, disappear. Then China is the big gorilla in the room. So the globalists, the push for world hegemony by the previous administrations, going back to before George Bush Sr. in 1991, before that, there was a plan going back into World War II. Even prior to that, World War I. But after World War II, because of the British not having the capability of monitoring the nation's oceans or the oceans internationally, the United States took over that responsibility. From the Second World War and forward, the United States has policed international waters through our Navy. And out of the ashes of World War I and World War II, the phoenix, the great phoenix of the end of the world, has come out of the ashes, out of the fire, the United States of America. America's intentions were made known with George Bush Sr. and the cabinet, his cabinet, the vice president, when they put together and presented to the Pentagon PNAC, Project for a New American Century. And in that project, the objective was, well, actually what was presented to the Pentagon was this. Russia had basically been destroyed economically. Russia was not going to be able to fund militaries all over the world. The nations internationally that depended upon assistance from Russia weren't going to get it for a while, because Russia's economy, which was a plan by the CIA and the Reagan administration, destroyed the economy of Russia. Their ruble went to zero on the international monetary exchanges. Then it was a really great plan. Then what happened with PNAC, Dick Cheney, Wolfowitz, Paul Wolfowitz, these type of people, they presented to the Pentagon, America has an opportunity. There are no world powers. We have the opportunity as a nation to control the nations in the future. We have to make a decision. Do we act upon the void of power internationally and allow America to become the world hegemon, the world power? Or do we let this opportunity escape us? If we let it escape us, we may never have this opportunity again. And they began to work on it. It is still, they did not take that pact or that what was presented to the Pentagon. It has been set in full motion. It has never, the decision was made to go ahead with America's rule of the world. And you can use the term American world hegemony, which it's going to be, and you can use the other term, globalism, or a global society. Well, the people that put together PNAC and those that have replaced them have never really wanted to allow the other nations to join in the power of to be part of that power structure. The United States, the plan is that we will rule the nations supremely, solo, alone, with the help of other nations. And you've been watching, we've been watching through the years. NATO is controlled basically through the United States because of the budget to fund the NATO militaries in the European nations. With the agreements that we have made with the European nations through the transatlantic agreement, we were trying to make the other agreement with Asia and the nations in the Pacific, which would be the Trans-Pacific Agreement? I'm trying to remember. But anyhow, step by step, America has been moving forward in these objectives, still moving forward in these objectives. The objectives dictate that Russia must be, once again, economically neutralized, and militarily, at some point, they have to also be militarily neutralized. But, and the center, how would I phrase this? America's military forces are given direction by the intelligence agencies, NSA, military intelligence, Navy, Marines, Army, CIA. All these wars that are happening internationally, taking place internationally, are CIA operations. There is a big CIA operation taking place presently in the Balkans. The operation began during the Obama administration. Hillary Clinton was the one directing it, with the Ukraine, putting in an American puppet who was there to provoke Russia into conflict. And presently, it appears that it is working, but, you know, I go back to what is in the Bible. Russia is going to, her operations militarily will take place down in the Middle East. So Russia's not going to respond to, they'll protect themselves, don't get me wrong, in the Black Sea, in what's happening in the Ukraine, and the American CIA plans in that area. Part of the CIA plan is to bring these migrants from Afghanistan, move them north into the Balkans, and Russia's aware of it. Russia's made it very clear that they're not going to allow U.S. military objectives to interfere with the plans Russia has. Russia is economically doing very well. There are many people in the Orthodox churches in this country that are moving back to Russia because Russia is safe. Why? Russia is a nation. Vladimir Putin is very clear. He has studied. He knows what the plans of the globalists have been, what they have done to Russia. He knows who is behind all of the military operations and the intelligence operations taking place in the Baltic. They're very aware of it. Vladimir Putin knows who they are. It is a group out of the United States and out of England called Pilgrim Society. Vladimir Putin, when he was in Germany, before he became the president of Russia in 1999 on New Year's Eve, he initially took over for Yeltsin, and then I think 2 years later he won the election. He knew what happened in Germany. He knew how Adolf Hitler came into power. He knew it was the Pilgrim Society that assisted Hitler, that worked with the United States, with England, with Germany, that worked with the Vatican, with France, Italy. Vladimir Putin knows the history. He knew how the Pilgrim Society, they actually used Vladimir Lenin. He was their tool to overthrow the Tsar of Russia in 1916, to start the Bolshevik Revolution, to overthrow the Tsar and to kill Nicholas and all of his family. They went in to eliminate the lineage. This is what these people do. The people in the occult, they eliminate lineages. What kind of lineages do they destroy? godly, Christian, wholesome lineages, because these lineages have a blessing of God upon them, even though they may be out of control sometimes. We'll continue The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, 1360khnc.com to the podcast sections for these programs. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Hi folks, the Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado. From the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Right, we're going to continue. I appreciate everyone who's contributing to keep me on the air here from 2 to 3 every day, Monday through Thursday. Appreciate it. And the P.O. Box is 104 Johnstown, 80534. And you can just send your help to KHNC. I know that... there have been quite a few people that are assisting to keep this program here. These programs are getting more expensive. And fortunately, I was at the right place at the right time, and everything is working out, so I appreciate everyone helping to keep me here. Now, if you look back, you can see what the CIA is doing with Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, he was KGB. In Germany. during at the time when the Berlin Wall came down. He was there before. He knew Angela Merkel when she was there before she became Prime Minister of Germany, while she was just in the political party. He had a dossier on her. He knew all about her. They're, in a sense, friends. He is not a globalist. He is anti-globalist. And Germany is to the point where they are beginning to have a shift, I think, to some degree in their thinking. And recently what they have done to interfere with the globalist plans with these migration, allowing these people from these nations to migrate to other countries, Germany has basically opened their doors, allowing these migrants to come through their country, sending them right to the shores of France, and helping them to get through Germany, just like Mexico is doing. Mexico is allowing these people to hop trains and get all the way from the Central America through Mexico to the U.S. border. Mexico doesn't want to keep them there, but they'll transport them from the south because Mexico is being forced to go along with the United Nations globalist plans and objectives. If they're not as if Mexico's not having enough trouble, the UN, the distribution of those that have nothing to the nations that have something is continuing. This is a globalist plan. Same thing is happening now in Germany. They're coming from Poland through Germany. Germany is assisting them, putting them on taxis, you know, whatever, any way they can, rickshaw, whatever it is, any means of transportation to allow them to come into Germany, out of Poland, and through to the shores of France, then assisting them to go across the channel into the Queen Mother's land, the land of the Queen Mother, the daughter or the mother of the United States of America. Her judgment is already beginning. And you have this globalist Boris Johnson, who is his relatives were Muslim, and he's on board with destroying England and the Great Britain, because he has, when he was a child, I believe, he was taught, trained to obey, not to resist, to go along with the program. He was groomed, comes through his years, and at the right time, Tony Blair was another one that was groomed, his wife the same, all of them. But now it's Boris Johnson's turn. He's the one that's got to carry the ball presently with whatever the globalists desire. Now, going back to Vladimir. Vladimir is very aware of what the Pilgrim Society did to Russia. He knew what happened. He knew that this was a Lenin, groomed, trained, spent time in England, spent a little time in Germany, knew exactly what his purpose was, goes into Russia, works to create the rebellion, the Bolshevik rebellion. Then he's placed in power, where he becomes a butcher. Putin knows all of this. He understands clearly. The man's a brilliant man. He and Donald Trump, they had one thing in common. They are anti-globalist. This was the connection between Putin and Trump. They're anti-globalist. And now, Russia is the nation that is really pushing back against the globalist objectives. It will work for a while, but eventually Russia is going to have to make a military move. The military move is going to go into the area of Jordan, come through Syria, and the objective will be to invade Israel. So there's not going to be the conflict with Russia up in Russia and Eastern Europe and in the Balkans. That's a different war that's going to take place. The Germans and Russia has spent, with other companies, investments. They have put together a pipeline to take gas from Russia to Europe, which Europe needs. Europe is going to have a very cold winter because the United States, once again, is involved in hindering the sale of Russian gas to the European nations. It is not a good political move for Russia or for America. Well, politically, it's a good move for Russia to sell gas to the European nations because they need it. It helps with strengthen their ties and dialogue. Well, the United States can't have that. The United States, part of the PNAC, is to take over the world and not to help Russia economically, but to destroy Russia economically, if not militarily, to destroy Russia politically. This is why the demonization of Russia took place during the Trump years, and especially at the election time. It's very fascinating how all this works together for world hegemony, America's world hegemony. Then I'll just jump from Russia, let me jump back to China. Xi Jinping, China is the other nation. China has been, you might say, betrayed. The intentions were to make China economically powerful and to make China the global center and the globalist, the head of the New World Order, the coming New World Order. Well, then, during the Trump administration, the people that rule things began to wake up and they started thinking, uh-oh, we created something we can't control, China. When Xi Jinping came in, they realized they were in trouble. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We're a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
With the holidays upon us, consider giving the gift of high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank. High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef in either bulk packages or holiday box sets, direct from us, the ranchers. This holiday season, give the gift of beef at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Okay, let's continue. So, America, the Rockefellers, the British, working together, made China powerful. They were working with China from the time of Mao Zedong. The Japanese were just about to defeat the Chinese. I'm sorry, yeah, that's correct. In World War II. They were just about, they almost defeated China. But the United States assisted China, Mao, and kept that, kept Japan from winning in Asia. This, and from that point forward, there were plans, the Rockefellers especially, the Rockefellers, while they were still alive, Nelson, David, the other brothers, their power, their control with the presidents, helped, and then the plans with PNAC, or I'm not sorry, not PNAC, with the Trilateral Commission to make Japan the economic center of Asia, the United States and England or Europe would be the economic powers of the world. All the other nations would be second and third world powers. Came to pass, Rockefeller plan. The plan was to take American industry to China, to Asia. They were successful. Destroyed American companies, steel mills. They would come in, take a steel mill, strip it apart, number every nut, bolt, and turbine, and move it all to China and set up shop there. The plan was America would use China as the new economic global leader of the world. During the time of Donald Trump made it very clear to the world, which these people, the industrialists, the corporations, they knew, but they thought that their wisdom was going to, you know, they were going to be able to control China and keep China. They've had China on a leash for, 200 years. They thought they could continue to control China. But they didn't expect Xi Jinping to come onto the scene. Donald Trump understood what was happening with Xi Jinping, and he knew that what was going to happen, economic sanctions. That's the only way you can control that kind of an empire. And China, make no mistake about it, is determined to be the empire of the world. She has her own 100-year anniversary coming up in 2049. She has declared that by 2049, she will be the global hegemon. This is China's plans. So they're looking forward to 2049, a 100-year anniversary from the time of Mao. They believe they're going to be the nation that will rule the world. By that time, actually, Christ will be the one who will have returned and will control the nations, and the nations will live like mankind has never lived before. The experience of the people of that time is going to be incredible. There'll be no work. There'll be no crime. There'll be no Antifa. There'll be no any of the evil. There'll be no communism, socialism, fascism. There'll be nothing. None of that will exist. It will be ancient memory, if they even want to remember it, which they won't. The world history will not talk about Adolf Hitler and Lenin and Mao. No, no. They're going to be enjoying the best that mankind has ever enjoyed, ever. So now America has to destroy China. And during the Trump administration, Trump had a good handle on it. And the Democrats fought it. Well, guess what? Now the Democrats are really starting to show, those in power are now beginning to make it clear that they realize they've got a problem with China. This is why I've been reading and trying to get to the, back to this article out of the international news. Biden just announced a date for World War III. It was 3 days ago. Now, what is happening here in the near future, there's going to be even more conflict. And here's why. Okay, on December 9th through 10th, the Biden administration is going to host a summit of democracies. This week, the State Department announced the list of participants that include 110 countries. China, Russia are not invited. Other nations excluded. Most provocatively, the Chinese territory of Taiwan is invited to attend the video conference. The United States is careful to refer to Taiwan as a participant, not as a nation. Nevertheless, this semantical device, setting this device aside, the invitation is a blatant violation of China's sovereign claim of authority over Taiwan. China's claim to Taiwan has been that of it is an integral territory, it is recognized by the United Nations, and at least in theory, the United States, with its one China policy, which we have recognized that since 1979, meaning there's one China, two countries, mainland China, Taiwan. The island of Taiwan has existed as a self-governing territory since China's civil war ended in 1949 with communist victory. The nationalist opponents fled to Taiwan. China retains the right to reunite Taiwan under governance from the mainland. Beijing has warned it will do so by military force if Taiwan ever declares independence. Washington maintains a position of strategic ambiguity, whereby acknowledges a one China policy while also simultaneously offering U.S. commitments to help Taiwan with military defense. Uh-oh. We'll be right back.
Man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his cave.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
life we have some.
Mondays through Thursdays, 2 to 3. And on Sunday, 9, my new hours, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree Ministry Program. Podcasts for all these programs, the week and weekend, are on archived 1360khnc.com to the podcast section. Programs streamed always, at all times. So, with all that's happening with this coming video conference that's going to take place, remember, there is a global agenda behind it. There cannot, these things will not happen unless there is a global objective. The 110 nations that are going to be streamed in basically are going to be told, this is your future. If you don't go along with America's objectives, then expect hardships in your nations. The nations that are not invited, China, Russia, and these other nations, there's only probably another 80 nations, roughly, that are not invited. 60 to 80, I'm trying to remember how many nations we have right now. They're being told that you can expect, you don't want to go along with global agendas, then you can expect probably war. That there's presently a big war taking place in Ethiopia. One of the articles I wanted to get to is that the Chinese have just moved into Uganda and taken over the Ugandan airport. And we don't hear about this. They made a deal with Uganda back in 2015. They borrowed $207 million. Big mistake. You don't borrow anything from China. And now China has just taken over the Ugandan, basically told the Ugandan government that they are not going to work with them concerning this international airport, the Entebbe Airport. So Entebbe now belongs to China. This is what they do. The Chinese people, no, it's the Chinese government. It's a PLA. It is the communist government. They're the problem. We can't point the finger at the Chinese people in general, internationally. But internationally, understand, these young Chinese students that are in the universities, they are the intelligence agency, the intelligence network of the Chinese government. Not only are they here to be educated, but they are here as operatives to do what they're told. So they're on a, it's an intelligence program also. That takes care of today. I'll be back tomorrow. So join me then. We'll see what else is happening in this globalist satanic takeover of the world. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC, top radio. See you tomorrow. Podcast 1360KHNC.com, podcast section.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.